Hello, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk Diaspora Forum, a platform where we discuss issues affecting Zimbabweans in the diaspora. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I am Tungameli Nkomo. Tonight, we are talking about the run-up to the high-stakes U.S. elections in November and the heightened political tensions that may have contributed to last Saturday's assassination attempt on Republican presidential candidate and former President Donald Trump. As VOA correspondent Scott Stearns reports, U.S. voters are considering what the shooting means for the country and the election. VOA's Persian, Spanish, Korean language, and Korean language services also contributed to this report.
Take a look at what happened.
Donald Trump's shooting shocked a nation deep into a divisive political campaign. Delegates at the Republican Party's convention here in the Midwest state of Wisconsin gathered to pray for their candidate and said the shooting will only make him stronger. Harrison Musselwhite is from South Carolina.
It's made all of us, including President Trump, more determined to fight and win. President Trump has the same spirit that Winston Churchill had. We'll fight them on the beaches. We'll fight them in the cities. We'll fight them in the streets. And this time we are going to fight and win.
Wisconsin voter James Hauser says there's no place for violence in American politics.
People have their own opinions. Nobody should get shot out with their own opinions. I mean, that's how we vote, who goes in. I mean, we have to stop shooting people.
Missouri voter Amy DeClue says Trump surviving the shooting broadens his appeal.
Every time something happens to him, I feel like it solidifies his win even more. So he's kind of reached legendary status. He's gone through all of these things, and he just keeps on going.
In New York, voters interviewed by VOA were troubled by what the shooting means for American politics.
Like most normal people, I was horrified. It's something that should never take place in America. We should be better than that. Both sides need to be better than that.
Talk out your differences. Talk out your differences. No need to try to kill people over them.
I'm not a President Trump fan. Joe Biden all the way. I just think that both sides need to just tone it down a little bit. It's not worth anyone losing their life over political views.
The shooting at a Trump rally in Pennsylvania shows the need to lessen political tensions, says Tennessee voter Laura Baker.
I think that we need to lower the rhetoric and the anger. Why can't we just talk to each other? There is so much of everybody ramping and amping everything up. It's crazy. And there's just no reason for it. We need unity. We need to start talking to each other. Speaking with each other, listening to each other.
Pennsylvania voter Kristen Billett says the shooting shows the need for more security.
It's sad that it happened because innocent people died, but I feel that more security for everybody right now until things calm down a little bit.
Back in Wisconsin, Dawn Goodman believes Saturday's violence will shift American politics.
Regardless of whether it was Biden or Trump, I mean, like, to try to assassinate a president, it's just wrong. And it's in the long run, he's a human being, whether it was Biden or Trump. And the people that got involved in, you know, the shooting behind Trump, you know, that's a family that, you know, needs our prayers and thoughts as well.
The Trump and Biden campaigns have both toned down some of their rhetoric since the shooting, with Trump telling the New York Post that he has rewritten parts of the acceptance speech he'll give here Thursday night to focus on bringing the nation together. Scott Stearns, VOA News, Milwaukee.
In Harare, incoming U.S. Ambassador to Zimbabwe, Pamela Tremont, submitted her credentials to President Emmerson Mnangagwa at State House today. where she also took the opportunity to condemn the attempt on Trump's life. Ambassador Tremont reiterated Washington's commitment to helping the people of Zimbabwe achieve democracy and prosperity.
Thank you for being here today. It's an honor and a privilege to be the U.S. Ambassador to the Republic of Zimbabwe. I had a lovely meeting with President Mnangagwa just now. I passed along President Biden's greetings to him, and we discussed ways that we can improve the relationship between the U.S. and Zimbabwe. Our goal here in Zimbabwe has always been, and my goal is to continue to support Zimbabweans as they build a more democratic and prosperous future so that Zimbabwe can be self-reliant and democratic and with whom we can partner as we confront global challenges around the world. I was pleased to discuss with President Mnangagwa the current drought situation and inform him that in the coming days we'll have another announcement about more food security support for the Zimbabwean people. Our commitment to Zimbabwe has been longstanding. We have contributed $5 billion to the Zimbabwean people since independence in health, demining, entrepreneurship, and other agriculture and other economic prosperity initiatives. We're happy to continue that, and we will always be a reliable and consistent partner to Zimbabwe. I also thanked President Mnangagwa for the condolences he sent to President Biden after Saturday's shooting, which resulted in the injury of former President Trump and the death of a man who was protecting his family. I appreciated those condolences, and we agreed that political violence is abhorrent and doesn't belong in the U.S. or in any other country. So now that I have presented my credentials, I'm very much looking forward to getting around Zimbabwe, meeting a lot more Zimbabwean people and enjoying the natural beauty, the talented people, and seeing everything that Zimbabwe has to offer. Thank you very much.
U.S. Ambassador to Zimbabwe, Pamela Tremont. As you heard there, Ambassador Tremont also talked about President Mnangagwa yesterday weighing in on the assassination attempt on Donald Trump, writing to President Joe Biden, and I quote, "On behalf of the government and the people of the Republic of Zimbabwe, and indeed on my own behalf, I wish to extend to you my heartfelt sympathy and condemnation of the cowardly attack, which also led to loss of life. We stand in solidarity with the government and the people of the United States in the wake of this unfortunate and tragic development." Close quote. Mr. Mnangagwa continued, "We wish the former president and the others who were injured speedy recovery and express our condolences to the family of the deceased. Many other world leaders have offered their commiserations. The U.S. elections are of particular interest to other countries, from the global north to the south, and from the east to the west, because for some, America associates itself with clean elections. It is a beacon of democracy for some, and candidates always keep it civil. In that regard, the attempt on Trump's life shocked the entire world." Kuhlelo lwe Live Talk Diaspora Forum namhla sixoxa ngamalungiselelo okhetho lwaseMelika oluza kwenziwa ngolwezi. Kulokufuthelana okukhulu phakathi kwabancintisayo kulolu khetho, ikakhulu lukamongameli, abantu umongameli Joe Biden webandla lama-Democrats lomela ibandla lama-Republicans okulibandla eliphikisayo uMnumzana Donald Trump, yena odutshulwe walimala ngowesilisa obezama ukumbulala ngesikhathi esemhlanganweni wokukhankasela lolu khetho ngomgqibelo. Muchirongwa che Live Talk Diaspora Forum nasi vatereri tirikutaura nezvegadziriro yesarudzo dzemuAmerica izvo zvichaitwa muna mbudzi gore rino. Takaona ni mswe mguera wa Trump wa ningu wa shimira batore ma Republicans wa chifurwa vachi kuvara nemunhu anonzi aida kuvauraya apo vaita musangano wekutsvaga rutsigiro izvo zvakapa kuti vatungamiri vakawanda pasi rose vashore zvikuru izvi vanosanganisira mutungamiri wezimbabwe vaemarson mnangagwa avo vakanyorera tsamba vajoe biden nezuro mutungamiri weamerica vachiti zimbabwe iri kumirawo neamerica pakushora chiitiko ichi. Let's take a short break. We will be right back before we delve in.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those just joining us, this is Studio 7 Live Talk Diaspora Forum. We are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. Now, to help us dissect our topic, we are joined by human rights lawyer Kennedy Masie and Innocent Ndenda, who leans Republican. Welcome to the program, gentlemen.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you so very much. And let me start with you, Mr. Masie. You saw what happened on Saturday to Donald Trump. And I know this was not the first time that a U.S. Presidential candidate almost lost their life. It's not the first time an assassination attempt was done on a candidate. We know several other that has happened to other people, other candidates, and presidents have actually been assassinated. But given the stakes in this election, what do you think of what happened last week?
Yes, what happened last week was unfortunate. It put a dark cloud, across America. No one was expecting that such an event, such a tragic event, will happen. And I think it's something that politicians themselves need to to look into in quite greater in depth, given some rhetoric that have been going around, which are of course appreciated by the Constitution, that people have got the right to express themselves, especially during during elections. And of course, I think given such a tragic event, I think the rhetoric itself, talking about each other as candidates has to be toned down, because there are some people out there who don't really, who sometimes take, what politicians say, during these times of elections to heart, and then end up, acting the way they did. But what happened is quite tragic, and President Biden came out and talked about it. And he also expressed, concern, and he encouraged everyone in the United States that, everyone here is an American first, and there's no room for hate, especially when it comes to, such things, during elections.
Thank you, Dave. I'm a C, and please do stay on the line. Ndiwe kwa Muriva Ndenda, Mr. Innocent Ndenda, he leans a Republican. Mr. Ndenda, what did you think seeing what happened last week to Mr. Donald Trump?
Thank you very much. This was an unfortunate incident that happened. I don't think anybody expected that, but as it happened, I think also as supporters and fans should also bear in mind that this is only politics, not follow some rhetoric. And also the bad thing is also social media, because there are people who create this funny content. And you never know how these things affect other people. Like this young man who did this is like 20 years old. We don't know what transpired for him to do that. But also, we should just be careful as human beings with what we talk, because now information is just disseminated everywhere. It's no longer censored. People are no longer using formal media like your studios and everything. So it's also affecting in a way. So we have to look at both sides. It's very unfortunate.
Asi kana takatarisa nyaya vandenda. Tinozwa kuti nyika dzakawanda dziri kutarisa America, dziri kuona America senyika yakabudirira ine demokrasi yemhando iri kumusoro uku. Asi kana tichitarisa zvakaitika kuna vaTrump, mungati pane zvingadzidzwa neAmerica here from other countries, because it's not all African countries or other countries that we see vachiita sarudzo dzine mhirizhonga kana kuti dzine kukakavadzana. Pane zvingadzidzwa neAmerica here panyaya iyi kune dzimwe nyika?
Chinodzidzwa panyaya iyi, I think we can learn that democracy in America, after the incident, even the President Biden also made a statement which was clear, was kuti anakufara nechiitiko changenge chaitika. So I think in Africa, if we do also like that, even other countries, yekutoti vanenge vari kukukidza vakataura nezwi rimwe chete hazvina kuzokonzeresa mhirizhonga yakanyanya, nekuti hapana akaramba kuti incidence iyi yakanga yakaipa. Vese vakabvumirana, zvinove zvakabva zvangopodza zvinhu zvese panguva iyoyo. Asi tinoona kuti kunyika dzekwedu vamwe vanenge vachikakatirana, vachiramba, vamwe vachibvuma, zvinokonzeresa kuti avo vanoteera vazove nepfungwa dzinenge dzisiridzo dzinokonzeresa mhirizhonga. Saka ndinoti America yakatidzidzisa kuti kuti chinhu chinenge chisina kutarisirwa kuitika chikaitika, ivo vatungamiri vakapa mutauro wakanaka vese, I think zvinenge zvakanaka kuti vange vachidaro, because zvinhu zvasina kutarisirwa kana kugadzirwa kunge zvichiitika. Nekuti mukurarama tinorarama nevamwe vanhu vanenge vachirwara, vamwe vakadaro kusiri kushora kana kudini. Asi kana zvaitika zvakadaro, zvoda kubatana kwevatungamiri.
Aha, liyamuzwa lapo mnumzana Innocent Ndenda. Ngimbuzile ngoba esikhathini esinengi iMelika ithathwa njengomzekeliso welizwe eliphumeleleyo kakhulu elenza ukhetho olubalulekileyo olwamukelwa ngabantu abaningi, kodwa ngodlakela esilubone lusenzeka kuDonald Trump. Ngiyambuza uNdenda lapho ukuthi iMelika yona kukhona yini in this case engakufunda kwamanye amazwe, ngoba esikhathini esingamanye amazwe yiwo afunda kuyo iMelika. Kodwa uthi hayi, lanxa kunjalo kunengi iMelika ekufundise abantu ngokuditshelwa kukaTrump, ngoba umuntu wonke uphakamile wasola lolu dlakela, amabandla ama-Democrats lama-Republicans ahlala ndawonye avumelana ukuthi no udlakela alulasabelo kuma-campaigns ethu silungiselela ukhetho nje. Ndizo ke kwa Muriva Masiye, is there anything, can you flip the coin and say there's something America can learn from other countries given this tragic incident?
I
It's difficult to really record it, especially if you want to give a relationship with what happens back home. I think, like the previous speaker said, I think what other people, like other nations, you know, can learn from what happened is that, you know, all people, like all politicians came together and condemned what happened. And right now, it's not business as usual, but it's not something that people think is going to escalate. It's something that is being nibbed. It's something that probably we will not see in this election, or even during or even after elections, because now the whole nation is heightened, the whole security around candidates is heightened, and there's no one really, you know, trying to escalate this kind of behavior. So I think other nations, especially my country, Zimbabwe, you can learn is that whenever political violence happens, leaders should come out and condemn such violence, no matter which political party that violence is being targeted at. And also, we can also probably agree that this kind of violence, I know some people might want to, to interpret it as if it's similar to what we see specifically, let's say, in Zimbabwe. This is not violence that is, engineered. It's not violence that is, targeted at a certain political party. It's violence like what my brother just said, that just happened, no one really expecting it. So I think other countries might want to learn on how to deal with such things. You know, like no matter what political party you come from, the whole essence, the whole fact, the whole, issue about elections is to make sure that democratic values are are upheld and everyone is free to participate in the political discourse of that country.
And what did you make, Mr. Masie, of President Mnangagwa's letter to Biden, commiserating with him and the people of the United States, and also wishing Mr. Trump a speedy recovery? What did you make of that letter yesterday?
Well, I think there's nothing much to make out of it as a head of the country and also as a leader in political spheres. It's something that, of course, was expected, especially given that he was meeting with the new ambassador to Zimbabwe. And the statement in itself, I think it's a welcomed statement. I hope that whatever, intentions that he had, he must preach, what he said even back home, where if, a certain political candidate suffers such an unfortunate event, him as the president must come out and outrightly condemn that violence. As we saw in the past elections, several candidates from the opposition, CCC, were victimized. Some were killed. We had Mo Blessing Ali, who was killed. With Boneni Mube, who was killed, with several people who were killed even after the election. We also had former president of the CCC, escaping a suspected assassination. But we did not have any words coming out from the leader of the country. We did not have any words or any official statements coming out from the government. So if this is good to something to go by, if he can express condolences to former President Trump and the American people, I think he should practice what he preaches even back home.
Rabbi Mori Parunare, Vamasiye, Ngimbuzile lapho Masiye ukuthi uthini ngencwadi elotshwe ngumongameli Mnangagwa izolo ilobela umongameli weMelika ubaba uBiden. So la ukudutshelwa kukaTrump njalo esithi ele Zimbabwe limale lele Melika lozulu waleli lizwe ngalesi sikhathi esinzima kangaka uthi uma siye hayi lokho akusho lutho kungumlando wakhe umongameli Mnangagwa njengomongameli welizwe ukuthi kungenzeka nje into evamileyo ukuthi bona bodwa njengabaholi kungenzeka ulutho olubi elizweni lomunye bayabambana befiselane okuhle beduduzane ndi dzokere kwa muri vandenda imimi makarerekera henyu kumbato rava Trump pane imwe inonzi sympathy vote ya tiri kunzwa vanhu vachiitaura kuti kupfurwa kwava Trump kunogona kuita kuti vawane sympathy vote vavhoterwe nevanhu vakawanda nekuti vapfurwa ndezvimwe zvamuri kusangana nazvo here ikoko kubato rei
mashoko akanaka amuri kutaura asi simpathy iri yega haisiyo inozoita kuti munhu avhote nekuti vanhu vachivhota vanovhotera zvakasiyana siyana manifesto nezvinenge zvakanyorwa zvakatarisana nemaringe zvichada kuzoitwa munyika ndo zvinotarisirwa sympathy vote vanhu vari kufungidzira nekuti vapfurwa vagara vanga vane vanhu vavari kuda but they are undecided voters so ma-undecided voters sometimes vanoenda kunongoenda kumhepo those that can come nesympathy vote but majority yevanhu vagara vachiziva zvavari kuda nezvinangwa zvavari kuda I think vanongovhota pavari kuda zvinogona kushanda sekutaura kwamuri kuita kuti sympathy vote inoshanda ichinozowanawo kune vamwe nekupfurwa kwavaita ine incidence nekuti murume uyo anyanya kupomerwa mhosva dzisina kusungwa kwaazoita ezvinezvi zvasvika pakupfurwa zvinhu zvacho zvawanda zvamumomotera hapana kana any conviction ingove nyaya yekungopomerwa mhosva after mhosva dzowanda pasina kana one iri kuzounge ichinomubata saka zvinotarisira kuti vamwe vanhu vanenge vakuona kunge pane foul play kana pane zviri kuitika kune vamwe vanoonawo vachiona nemuono wakadaro asi kune vanoona pachiconservative vanoona maideas nekuti ndo avanenge vachida
Mr. Masiye, do you see this shooting tipping the scales in this election?
Well, I think this election is neck and neck, so to say. But I think from what we've seen, I think the surveys that have been that are coming up, it seems like there's a lot of tipping the scale for for former President Mr. Trump. But as my former the other speaker said, I think the election in America or elections in America basically it's all about ideas, what you have to offer to the people. And so forth, of which even before the shooting, it seems like former President Trump had a sort of an edge getting into probably the elections. And this shooting, as you said, might come with other undecided voters, might come with sympathy votes, but I don't think that will be so, I don't think that can be the sole basis for the election, going into the elections coming in the coming months to come.
Bengimbuzile lapho ubaba uMasiye ukuthi ubona ukudutshulwa kuka Trump lokhu kungenza yini etholusekelo mhlawumbe abengasoze aluthole alubana kadutshulwanga. Kodwa uthi hayi kabona ukuthi kungaba yiso isizathu sodwa esingenza abantu abaningi bagijimele ukuyavotela uTrump ngisho lalabo akade bevele bengasoze bemvotele and that brings us to the end of our show. I'm sorry if we are out of time. Thanks to Kennedy Masiye, human rights lawyer, and Innocent Ndenda, who leans Republican. We also invited Dan Moyo, who leans Democrat, but he couldn't join the show. Let's make another day tomorrow. I'm Tundamili Nkoma. Kuna Zimbabwe. We'll be right back.